As we begin our time of scripture reading today, I'll be reading from John 1:35-38. Before I read, let us pray. God, we love you, and we thank you for this time together as a church body, a church family, and then later for just the mission of this church and helping to eliminate hunger around the world. By packing 37,000 meals, a goal that we've never stretched to before, but Lord, you have called us to. We thank you for all the many people who will be a part of that today, over 290 people. Lord, as I share today, may you speak through me and in spite of me that your word might be proclaimed and we might hear what you would have to say to us today. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen. John 1:35-38 says, "The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples, and he watched Jesus walk by. He exclaimed, 'Look, here is the Lamb of God.' The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, 'What are you looking for?' They said to him, 'Rabbi,' which is translated means teacher, 'where are you staying?'" This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. So to start the sermon, I have a little short video here by my friend Tom Brady.
I have three people rings and still think there's something greater out there for me.
Can you start it over just in case and get the sound up a little bit? All right.
Why do I have three Super Bowl rings and still think there's something greater out there for me? I mean, maybe a lot of people would say, "Hey, man, this is what it is. I reached my goal, my dream, my life is me." I think, God, it's got to be more than this. I mean, this can't be what it's all cracked up to be. I mean, I've done it. I'm 27. And what else is there for me?
What's the answer?
I wish I knew. Wish I knew. I mean, I think that's part of me trying to go out and experience other things. But I love playing football and I love being the quarterback for this team. But at the same time, I think there's a lot of other parts about me that I'm trying to find and different ways of expression, being around. I know what ultimately makes me happy are family and friends and positive relationships with great people. And I think I get more out of that than anything.
That was a short clip from Tom Brady on 60 Minutes. It looked like 2005. That was only after three Super Bowls. I think he won a few more than that over his time. This week concludes our six-week kind of study on questions Jesus asked. This week, we're looking at the question of, what are you looking for? What are you looking for? I'm guessing that each person in here is looking for something. Maybe it's that we believe that we can personally grasp something and hold on to it, or possibly we feel like we have a grasp on life itself, and maybe some of us in here are looking for something greater beyond ourselves, deeper than ourselves, because we feel like Tom Brady that there has to be something more. There has to be something deeper. And I believe our deep need for a meaningful life was placed in our hearts by our Creator. We're created in the image of God. And I believe that God put in each of us something that we're yearning for, a purpose in life, to be someone and to do something great. And once we get past that fear of failure and disappointment, that maybe we can't fulfill that purpose, we find that there's actually something in each of us that desires us to make a difference, to have a positive impact, to affect the world around us for something deeper and greater. In his book, Man's Search for Meaning, Viktor Frankl said that for success, like happiness, cannot be pursued, it must ensue. And it only does so as the unintended side effect of one's dedication to a greater cause than oneself, or as the byproduct of one's surrender to a person other than oneself. What good would it be to spend our whole life pursuing things that ultimately do not matter, rather than discovering a true life that God desires for each one of us? Happiness must happen. You have to let it happen by not caring about it. Like, if we focus so much on our own happiness, we lose that happiness. The conscience that the book Frankl talks about is about a voice we hear within calling us to be our best self by serving others and doing what is right. According to Jesus, our daily lives are meant to be lived in rhythm of accepting and reciprocating God's love for us by loving our neighbors and pursuing God's will in tangible ways. And so in this morning's scripture, we're at this crossroads of the disciples' journey. Andrew is mentioned and another disciple, and Jesus turns to them as they are following Jesus, and he says, "What are you looking for?" I wonder what they were pondering deep inside as they were following Jesus that day. How might God use them? In Rick Warren's book, The Purpose-Driven Life, Rick Warren struck a nerve with people who were beginning to doubt that wealth and success could satisfy their deep needs in their heart. And he talked about our need for God and to live out our God-given purpose. He talked about how we find purpose not by thinking of ourselves, thinking less of ourselves, but thinking of ourselves less and living into God's purpose more. By emptying ourselves for a greater purpose, one in which we worship God and one in which we're part of a greater community, in our case, called the church. Did you know in the days that the scriptures were written, following a rabbi was years of traveling and training? To be a follower of a rabbi meant much more than reading his books or being a fan on social media, but if you were privileged enough to be a disciple of Jesus and follow the rabbi, it would take from childhood to adulthood in order to do so. And even so, that type of dedication from the disciples and following Jesus and following a rabbi, it was still looked upon as a blessing, not as a burden. So often we can think of our lives as insignificant or meaningless, unless we somehow feel like we can accomplish something big and make it to the top. But that's false. We can all make a difference. We can all be part of something bigger than ourselves. Few people accomplish something super big. Rather, the sum of many people doing small tasks makes up for those big things that we think we have to accomplish. The sum of hundreds of small acts of kindness and love across the course of our lives is what truly gives meaning to our lives. Not just that one thing and then we feel like, oh, we won the Super Bowl, there's nothing more. What do those small acts of kindness look like? Maybe it's packing a bag of rice today. Maybe it's going to visit someone who is homebound. Maybe it's sending a card to someone who is celebrating a birthday or anniversary. Maybe it's making a phone call to that person you haven't talked to in a while. being there for our neighbors, helping the young and the old, listening to the needs of those around us, and seeing people as they are in the image of God. Meaningful lives are lived moment by moment, day by day. We never know how God may use us in any particular day or moment, but we pay attention. We give thanks. We acknowledge life is a gift from God. And when we do this, do we get anything in return? I think it's that we know that our life matters. We receive a gift of peace. In the book, How to Find Your Mission in Life, author Richard Boyles lists three steps in finding our mission in life. He says the first two were for everyone, or are for everyone, and the last one is more individualized. He says the first one was to seek to stand hour by hour in the conscious presence of God, the one from whom your mission is derived. I think it goes back to being created by our Creator for something bigger than ourselves. Finding our purpose is impossible without knowing the Creator who put us in the world, he says. The second thing he mentions is to do what you can moment by moment to make this world a better place, following God's Spirit within you and around you. Moment by moment, day by day, minute by minute, we look for God's purpose. And he says the third one is to exercise your talent in the places and purposes God has blessed you with and for which God needs you most. Each one of us has that gift and talent that God has blessed us with. May we be attentive to that. Friends, when Jesus asked his disciples, "What are you looking for?" only in the Gospel of John we see this scripture, unlike some of the other questions that Jesus has asked. But when Jesus asked the disciples, "What are you looking for?" the disciples returned and asked, "Where are you staying?" And the same word for staying can also mean abide. So they're asking how they might abide with Jesus. They're craving this sense of purpose in their life. How might they be part of what Jesus is doing? And so here we are in a matter of less than an hour, going to pack 37,000 meals to hopefully eliminate hunger for tens of thousands of people around the world. You see, God is still at work. God is still active in the world around us, doing amazing things through amazing people. And that love for God to us is never going to end. It's never going to leave us. And so in this moment, our meaning is to be reminded of God's love, and may that reminder provide you peace in your life, that you are meant for a purpose. And as we look for that purpose, what are you looking for? May God meet us in that moment and provide us all that we need to know of his love as our Creator. Let us pray. God, we love you and we thank you for this time together. We thank you for your love for us. We thank you for our purpose in life, that we are meant for something so much greater than ourselves. As we work together, as we engage in small acts of kindness that make a larger difference than we could ever dream or imagine. God, we don't all have to, or we're never going to win the Super Bowl. Many of us here, maybe all of us. But Lord, you have given us a great purpose in life beyond ourselves. And so may we live into that purpose day by day, moment by moment, as you show us the next steps. We love you and we thank you. It's in your holy name we pray. Amen.